Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bunch of Casuals podcast. I'm John, and today I am with my friends Jordan and Cage. We've been on a bit of a hiatus this week, or for the past couple of weeks, because our schedules just weren't lining up. We had school and work and all sorts of stuff going on, but we're back now, and we hope to be doing this more regularly as time goes on. So how's everybody doing today? How are you, Cage?
Oh, I'm well, John. Honestly, that was a very good intro.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. I enjoy that. Maybe you should start doing it at the beginning. You have a nice tone to your voice.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Of course, of course. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm working on this paper. You know, that's really what I only do nowadays. But, hey, maybe we can do some more gaming podcasts as our schedules line up.
True.
Yeah, dude. We all need to set aside a little bit of time for gaming.
True. For gaming, yes.
We have to rise up against the man, and we have to game.
You're right, John. I'm calling out of my two shifts I have this week right now to
drop out of college, become a gamer.
It's the only thing to do, dude.
Disgusting.
No, but that's the only way to stop the higher-ups.
The only way to stop communism is if we all become gamers.
They look
down
on us. What
are the higher-ups in communism doing to gamers?
Taking away the games.
I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm at this weird part right now, at least for me, where I value playing like multiplayer games with you guys way more than like sitting down by myself and just playing games for hours.
Well, like, I very, very rarely play single player games anymore unless I am accompanied by another person, to be honest.
Yeah, or unless if it were to be some game I've been waiting, you know, forever for, like obviously Mario Odyssey or like Pokemon, but even then I can't really think of the last like single player game I bought and sat myself down and played besides these Zelda games. But everything else is like multiplayer games. I don't know if it's maybe just the little time or less time I have nowadays to play video games. I feel like I'd rather be playing them with you guys than be, you know, quietly playing them myself.
Yeah, well, let me just ask real quick. Why don't you explain to everybody that you've been playing the Zelda games in like chronological order, excuse me.
Yeah,
and,
I feel like
this little endeavor you've been on.
Yeah, I feel like I think the pilot episode I like quickly brushed it. I don't think I ever actually mentioned anything. You're right. I feel like when we were talking about something on the pilot and like I kind of mentioned that I did it, but yeah, so it's been like one of the really exciting things that I've been doing is I decided that since the only Zelda games I had ever played before were Breath of the Wild and Ocarina of Time, and then I played about an hour of Wind Waker, I really wanted to get into Zelda because they always looked so interesting. So I decided I was going to play every Zelda in chronological order, and it has been incredibly fun. Zelda 1 was really enjoyable with a guide. I would have never liked to play it without a guide. Zelda 2, I didn't even give a shot because I tried it for 2 seconds and immediately just was kind of turned off by how different it was. Link to the Past, I loved. That game was great. I loved the art. I liked the colors in Link to the Past. I loved the dungeons. The bosses were fair but hard. That was a really good game. And even Majora's Mask, I've been enjoying a lot. That's been really fun, too.
Yeah, my favorite is Link to the Past. It's a good game.
Link to the Past is really good. I'm excited to play Wind Waker in the future. I will say, though, I am excited to play another top-down Zelda. I do like the top-down Zeldas a lot.
Yeah, what's the new one that's coming out? It's not new, it's a remake.
Link's Awakening, the remake.
Yeah, that looks pretty solid.
Yeah, with the, what did you say, Jordan?
With the egg.
The egg on the volcano or whatever.
Oh yeah, that looks like a Yoshi egg. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised because it has Mario enemies in it.
Yeah, like there were chain chomps I saw, right?
Yeah.
That's such a weird game. I'm very excited to check it out. Also, if you noticed, when Nintendo announced it during that Nintendo Direct, I felt like the logo artwork was almost identical to Breath of the Wild, right? Am I not crazy?
Yeah, I want to know.
Like, here, let me try to find a photo and to send you guys. Like, so during the Nintendo Direct when they announced Link's Awakening, the remake, like, the logo that said Link's Awakening looked like the Breath of the Wild logo.
I think they all use the same, like, font and stuff. That's what you're referring to.
Here, let me see. I'll try to send a, find a photo right now, and then I'll send it in the Discord chat that we're recording this call on. While I do this in the meantime, Jordan, what Link games do you like?
Well, there's not a lot. Not like I dislike them, but I just don't really play Link games. The only Link games I've really played are Wind Waker for the Wii U, not the GameCube one. I touched upon Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes, or maybe it's just called Triforce Heroes, I don't know, with Michael and Luke for a bit, but, you know, for the 3DS, that died out kind of quickly. And then Link and Smash Brothers, that's about it, though. I really did like Wind Waker, though. I think one day I'm going to ask John if I could go and use his Breath of the Wild copy.
Yeah, and one day when you ask me, I'll say no.
Damn, all right, well, maybe we're on sale at Best Buy, who knows.
I guess the more I look at it, it doesn't, but it does. Like, the Zelda looks exactly the same. Yeah, they really all do. It looks like the same logo, right?
Yeah. Isn't that a little odd? Like, rebranding.
So is Link's Awakening not the direct sequel to A Link to the Past, correct?
I don't think so.
Really?
I'm not entirely sure if any of them follow any sort of chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all their own unique story. I could be completely incorrect in that statement, but I'm not sure.
You could be absolutely wrong. Like, this could but be could canonically be, a direct sequel. Right. You could also be right.
Risk it all.
But you could you could be wrong. That's the thing, John. Like, yeah, you could be right, but you could be wrong.
I have the entire internet in front of me to fact check this, but I'm just going off of a whim.
Yeah, I would go. I mean, that's the thing. That's why we're casual gamers, Sean. If we were epic gamers,
it's not
gamers,
called a bunch of professional gamers with common sense. It's called casual gamers, guys. Casual.
And we did have to use a dictionary to learn what casual meant.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Well, Jordan, I'm sorry, not all of us can be, you know, English majors like you, Jordan.
That doesn't mean I memorize every word.
Oh, brainiacs, dude.
Well, Jordan, I memorized every word in Gearbox's tweet about Borderlands 3.
Smooth transition.
Smooth, right? Thank you. I don't think I sent this in the Discord, though, today, but... Oh, but I told you, Jordan, about it, right? How Gearbox openly announced their panel at PAX East. And they said they openly announced it's like Thursday at 1 p.m. Yeah, Thursday at 1 p.m. is their panel at PAX East. I believe it'll be streamed at Twitch. And they said in the tweet something along the lines of send your favorite Borderlands memories before the panel starts.
Rolling when he was alive.
It's happening. I'm so excited. Borderlands 3 is finally gonna be announced.
What if it's just Borderlands 2?
Just like HD
remastered again
or VR? Didn't they make Borderlands 1 VR?
I think they still Borderlands are. Borderlands 2 VR.
Oh, they made a Borderlands 2 VR.
I think so.
That's like. Do you think... I feel like they've made as many... Like, I really feel like Borderlands was hovering the Half-Life 3 line.
Yeah, it just wasn't ever coming out, it seemed.
Yeah.
It was pretty much just, like, mystical. Mm-hmm. Something everybody wants, but can never have.
It will never... Yeah, it'll never come to, like, fruition.
But I bet it'll be out, like, this year, maybe holidays.
Oh, I think... Yeah, I think so, too. I think the fact that they're announcing this early in March means it's going to be coming out this year.
Oh, I'm going to play that so much.
I honestly hope it comes out for PC. I would love to get it for PC with everyone.
It'll
play
be
with
on
all
PC
of our friends.
Console.
Was Borderlands 2 in them on PC?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's where I played it primarily.
Okay.
It came out first on PC.
Listen, John, I have only just gotten a PC. I'm going to need you to calm down, lower your sass a little bit. And let me act like a casual gamer every once in a while.
Hey, a PC he made, and he could break down if he wanted to.
John, I don't want John, your yeah, mouth, come to my boy. House right now and tear down my PC. You won't.
Cage, I can create, but I can also destroy.
I may have built that PC for you, but I'll tear it down just as fast.
That's a privilege that you own that, Cage, right? Don't take it for granted.
I'm sorry, John. I don't mean to. Can we continue the show, please?
Yeah, we'll talk about this later. All right. Anyway, yeah, Borderlands 3. It's an exciting announcement. Hopefully it's a good game.
There's no hopefully. It better. All right? Us Borderlands boys have been waiting for far too long for this, man. And with pre-sequel? But e-sequel? You think that's a game? No. Third game. The best game.
Talk my words. If my opinion matters, I very much enjoyed the pre-sequel.
Well, I mean, yeah, it covered up a lot of plot holes. But in gameplay-wise, nah. Borderlands 2 is the better one, without a doubt.
Borderlands 2 is a masterpiece.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's doubting Borderlands 2 isn't a masterpiece, Jordan. Borderlands 2 is the best one, but I'm also just saying I don't think the pre-sequel was a bad game. I thought they did it well. I thought it was a good game for what it was.
I don't think it's a bad game.
No, yeah, I thought all the characters you could play as were really cool. I liked all their abilities.
I just like that you could play as Claptrap.
Yeah, that was
my boy.
That was really
my child.
I feel like Borderlands also has very underrated DLC. All of Borderlands DLC is really fun, but like no one ever really talks about it.
I don't know a lot of people that talk about Borderlands to begin with, so.
I just think that maybe that's more of your smaller bubble. I mean, because clearly it's a popular game.
Mm-hmm.
People have been waiting for this third one forever.
That's like their flagship franchise.
Oh, definitely. But at this point,
Gearbox and 2K.
I still follow the Borderlands 2 Twitter account, and they still post codes for guns in those golden keys on their Twitter account. And Borderlands 2 came out that long ago.
Like, that's crazy.
That's how many people are still actively playing their game, that they're getting promotion, like clicks on those tweets still to this day, which is impressive. I mean, even nowadays, if I didn't have such a back catalog of other games I wanted to play, I would love to play Borderlands 2 again. It was a great game.
I remember that one.
I please do, Jordan. Honestly, if I ever clean up my back catalog, which seems like it's never ending, then I would love to play Borderlands 2 again.
Borderlands 3 is going to come out before you play that again, probably.
It probably will, John. I will put money down that Borderlands 3 will come out before I replay Borderlands 2.
Oh, you want to talk about video games that are coming up? You want to talk about sequels?
We
got Mortal Kombat 11 coming out.
Oh, I've never played a Mortal Kombat. Well, I've played like quick games, like a game at friend's house, but I've never played like more than like 4 or 5 games in succession of Mortal Kombat.
Well, let me tell you, Cage. Mortal Kombat. It's a great franchise, great series of video games, ultra violent. They're actually pretty funny. They don't take themselves too seriously, which is pretty great. This one looks like the graphics in this one, like the whole visual flair, it's unbelievable. It's like it looks like real life almost, like the lighting and stuff. Like it just looks like a photograph. It's crazy. I don't know if you've seen any footage or anything, but.
No, yeah, I've seen trailers and stuff for it. It's
really visually impressive.
Yeah, it looks really good. I don't knock Mortal Kombat. I'm not good at fighters like that with Street Fighter. Like, I'm already trash at fighters as it is. The only ones I'm, like, semi-decent at is, like, Pokken Fighters or Tournament and Super Smash Brothers. So, but, like, everything I've seen of... I'm blanking on the game. I'm an idiot. Mortal Kombat 11, goddamn, I'm apparently going old, has been wicked good. Wow, there goes my Rhode Island accent coming out for me.
Yeah.
My wicked. It's been wicked good. But is it supposed to come out this year, or have they not given an official release for it? I'm curious. I don't know, John.
No, it's very soon.
It is?
Might
really?
Be next month or the month really? After.
Do they have any, like, cool special characters in the game? Like, didn't the last one have, like, Jason from Friday the 13th in it?
Yeah, so far, I mean, nobody, like, third party has been announced. But, They've got a lot of returning Mortal Kombat characters that are fan favorites. Like, they have Baraka, which is, like, this dude who is... I don't even know what the fuck he is. He's, like, a demon man with, like, blades that come out of his wrists and stuff. He's pretty cool.
Has Mortal Kombat ever had, like, some crazy third-party fighter before?
Before Kratos. X, I don't really remember anything.
Oh, they had Kratos?
They had Freddy Krueger in Mortal Kombat 9.
Okay, so they do. I mean, it's not like how Soul Calibur 4 had Yoda, or even like when other video games crossed over, like with Soul Calibur 5, Ezio was in it, or like in Smash Ultimate with Joker.
But no, like, I mean, their crossover is pretty crazy. I mean, putting movie characters in it is pretty like wild.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, actually, wasn't Pennywise in it?
No.
No? Oh, then I'm just making that up and I'm crazy then?
Yes, it's actually...
Bo Raicho was in it, though.
Who?
My man. Bo Raicho. He's a drunken master.
I don't know who that is.
It's not even third-party character. That's just a character from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, I immediately thought it was DLC. A third-party character, and I was like confused. I was like, am I supposed to know who this man is?
How do you not know who? Bo Raicho. The man takes a shot in the middle of a game, and then he just starts ripping on people. It's hilarious.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
It's not crazy. It's just hilarious to look at.
Like, well, I mean,
me and John were playing.
He's like Wario in Smash, basically.
So he's top tier then.
No, he's fat and stupid.
And top tier.
No.
All right, but I guess continuing with our Smash talk, boys, we have to, you know, and I kind of. Brought it up a little bit a few minutes ago. Joker. Not necessarily Smash, but Persona 5 Battle Royale. Come on.
No. It was a weird way to spell racing, honestly.
Yeah, that was a very weird way. I don't...
P5R, like, the racing game finally got announced, but they call it The Royal.
The Royal, and I did not see a single car in that trailer.
Yeah, where's Joker's go-kart?
So Joe-kart. Can I tell a little story before we get into talking about Atlas's newest BR?
Dude, feel free.
All right, so you know how there obviously is subbed trailers because there is no English version of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a trailer where there's no subtitles. It's just straight up Japanese. Now, when the official trailer went live and I saw it on Reddit, I watched it and there were no subtitles. It was just straight up Japanese. But at the time, I didn't care because I was just so hyped. I was like, sweet, awesome. I was able to read Persona 5 The Royal. That wasn't in Japanese. That was English. But I couldn't hear anything that the girl was saying. So I didn't know anything. And then when I was talking to you about it, John, and you were mentioning about how she could be an anti-hero and how she hates the Phantom Thieves, I'm like, wow, these are like... really specific traits from her. Like, where's John thinking of this? And then when I watched the trailer again, I saw the subtitled one and I saw how she would saying she doesn't like the Phantom Thieves, and my mind was blown.
Yeah, so basically, if you were unaware, Persona and Atlas announced their new game, which is, we don't know exactly what it is yet, but it's Persona 5. It could be a remastered edition. It could be similar to what they did with Persona 4, where they just added like a bunch of new content to the previously existing game. I have no idea what they're doing with this female character that got announced.
Jordan, you've been really quiet about it, and we both know you love Persona.
I've been intrigued. All right, I'm just waiting for myself. I'm waiting to slide in, you know.
First, let me just say, fuck! What the hell was I just gonna? I just had it,
John.
You see, Gates, look what you did,
John. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, John. I'll do 20 push-ups if you need me to.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, well, do you want Jordan to just go while you think about what you were gonna say?
Yeah, I totally forgot. So.
Yeah, well, Jordan, you take the floor so John can try to kind of remember.
All right, so Persona 5 The Royal. We got nothing, all right? We got a nice-looking lady, we got some subtitles, and that's about it. Like, there's really not much we can do about anything right now other than speculate what this girl is to, like, the Phantom Troop. Like, she says, hey, I don't like these guys. I feel like people gotta figure out their problems on their own, but what does that mean? Like, obviously we know what it means, but what's she gonna do? Because clearly, this isn't gonna be some random character who's like, I don't like him. She's gotta have some involvement. Like, is she gonna be, like, what do they call it? The Fool? Or the next big persona wielder? I've forgotten the name for what it is for someone to wield all the guys. The Fool card?
That's what I was talking to Cage about, where I was like, people are thinking that this character can't be a protagonist because she talks too much and because she doesn't like the Phantom Thieves, but she could still be a protagonist, but she's from a perspective that's like an anti-hero or like a villain.
That's true.
And then,
also,
and then you take like, sorry, what?
No. Go finish your take. I have a question for you guys after.
No, so basically it's like you take the role of the villain and then you're perceiving the entire game from an outside perspective, which would be really cool. And I think that she is a main character, and I think she's the character you play as. I could be totally wrong in that assessment, but I'm thinking that's where they're going with this. And this leads into a whole nother topic of conversation where, people data mined fucking Smash Brothers and Joker being in it. They found data in the code where he has an alternate costume and it has data for a ponytail.
Right.
And like, whatever. It's synonymous with, you know, similar code to Corrin and Robin, who have female skin variants.
But like, that should preface, I've seen a lot of Smash streamers like Zero and stuff talk about that kind of data mining before. And that, you should just know, like, Bayonetta, when people were data mining the codes for Bayonetta, she had similar codes to like ZSS and Sheik when people were data mining it. So we take like the Corrin thing with a grain of salt, really, because it's not necessarily that she'll have very similar hitboxes and moves like Corrin. It's more so she might just look similarly to Corrin or have similar like heights and lengths as Corrin.
Well, that's a different thing, because the reason Bayonetta, like, her, that's in like the fighting, that's like the code for like hitboxes and stuff, like, because they made Bayonetta off of Zero Suit Samus's like player model. Mm-hmm. But this is different because it's for the color slots, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so okay. It's similar code to like how Corrin has a girl
and a boy.
Yeah, it's like that. It's kind of like how Olimar has Elf, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like a completely different character in the same slot.
Now, my question I had for you guys is, one, in any of the other Persona games, did the protagonists ever really talk at all?
Very briefly. There's like, the only time they really talk is when you are asked questions and you have to select like a dialogue box, but then it's not really spoken word. It's kind of just like a line of text and you click on it.
Well, also the thing is, in the Persona 4 and 5 animation, the main characters clearly talk a lot, like, because they're supposed to. It's a anime at that point, not a game. They're not going to be mute. So my theory is, maybe you might be overthinking that a little bit, because this is an announcement trailer for an announcement. Like, that's what Atlas did. So, like, we can't be saying, oh, this girl talked for 30 seconds. She's not the main character. She talked too much. All it is an announcement. She can talk all she wants during this and then be mute the whole game, because they just are going to use her voice so we can at least hear her voice. Exactly. We know the main Joker has an actual voice somewhere there. We heard him at the end.
Yeah, he talks.
Yeah.
He's voiced by
the announcer for Smash.
Yeah, Xander Mobus. And,
Master Hand.
Yeah, he does that too.
You can name so many.
Which is crazy. But,
the man has many tricks up his sleeve.
Jack, and one of them was that he's voicing Joker, the best character in Smash Brothers.
Soon to be best character. One thing I wanted to ask you guys too, and I put in the show sheets, I'm sure you saw, who do you guys think will be DLC 2? Because I have a theory. I think that DLC 2 is going to be announced when they do the Joker announcement. reveal gameplay trailer. That's when DLC 2 is going to get announced. I think it's been sticking with their trend. They've been announcing them very short in succession. I mean, think about it. Piranha Plant got announced as, you know, not free DLC if you got the game before, but like a pre-DLC call, because he's not included. He's not technically one of the five for the pack. So Piranha Plant got announced on the final direct. And then 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, after the direct, a day before the game comes out, they do the Joker announcement. I mean, and now Joker, we got Piranha Plant. We're getting Joker this upcoming month. So within the next 4 weeks, we'll have Joker. You have to imagine at this point, they're going to at least reveal who the new fighter is going to be.
Mr. I can see that fairly easily.
Because the new fighter isn't supposed to come out till the end of this year or till fall, correct, right? I believe is what it is. Because it's fall, then it's like the end of this year, and then the final fighter is coming out it's like March or April of 2020, and then summer of 2020 is like how it works, I believe, is what they said.
Yeah, I think
so. DLC it would work with the timelines. And also, I think, at least you guys can tell me if you think differently, I think a big reason that we haven't seen anything of Joker yet is, one, because Nintendo and Atlus have really been on their tiptoes because of this whole girl character thing. They haven't been able to show anything of Joker because it will involve showing the girl character, and Atlus hasn't formally revealed this girl character yet. So I think that's a big reason we haven't seen anything of Joker. And I also think because this is some huge third-party thing, it's going to take a while. But I suspect the next few DLCs aren't going to be this long of waiting to see any footage of them.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
I hope so.
Joker in that little preview that we did get, where it's just his back, he didn't even look like he was finished because... I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but when he jumps down from the ceiling, his coat kind of just isn't there, and then when he hits the ground, it just shows up. So it looks like they just
kind of like pieced it together.
Yeah, like he's like almost done, but like the fine details aren't there yet. Like he's not ironed out fully, so. They're just giving him all these tweaks, and I think they are. I agree with you. I think they're being a little secretive with it and stingy with the information because this there's a lot of new stuff that's going to come with him.
Yeah,
like the girl, if that turns out to be correct information and all stuff like that. So
yeah, there's going to be a lot that's coming with this, and I really think this is going to be a lot bigger of a reveal or I guess of a drop than some people think it is, because I really think Nintendo and Atlus are working on coordinating this with the announcement for P5R. It seems like it at this point. The fact that P5R, there was supposed to be a thing on 3/23, and then they're like, oh no, 4/24, that seems like something like maybe Atlus was thinking of announcing it this month, and then maybe Sakurai and Nintendo were like, hold off, if you wait a month, we can announce this with Joker at the same time and do a huge thing.
Well, I'm sure that they coordinated, because I'm sure the only reason he's in this game in Smash Brothers is because Atlus was probably like, okay, we can both get something out of this. Like, you get an iconic character in your game, and then we get the marketing benefits of being able to advertise our new game and character in your like iconic video game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I mean, I definitely agree. I mean, it all makes sense and it adds up.
Yeah. It's like to expose like,
it's
the people
it's a
who play Smash to Persona. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's to get people who love Persona to buy Smash.
Yeah, and people who don't even know what Persona is to look into this new P5R.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Our friend Michael, who's never played Persona, doesn't own a PS4, just from Joker being DLC and just from us talking about it, has asked about, you know, all about Persona 5, because, you know, you hear about people talk about it so much, you want to know. you see top Smash players all the time streaming Persona 5 lately. The past like 4 months, I see top players all the time streaming Persona 5.
Yeah, so, he like, wasn't like
Joker's from.
Joker wasn't like an exceptionally popular pick, I don't think. He's a pretty like a niche character.
Oh no, yeah, I don't think he was a popular pick at all. I think it's a lot of Persona 5 was such a big hit. Sakurai, obviously, we know is a huge fan of Atlus and has always said he's a huge fan of Persona. He, you know, mirrored the Persona Battle UI to formulate and make the Smash Ultimate UI for the home screen and stuff like that. It's super similar if you look at a side-by-side. And like you said, Persona, while popular, I think as far as Nintendo and Smash fan bases, definitely wasn't the most requested. I mean, Geno, Banjo-Kazooie, Shadow, all these like meme ones that like aren't really memes because way more people legit want them in it, I would say, than Joker.
Yeah. Like I said, Persona 5's got a pretty like a heartfelt community, but a small one, I think. Yeah, so it's like when Joker got announced, there were a lot of people like, you know, who is that? Like, I don't even know who that character is.
But and, everyone was hyped, though.
Yeah, like, everyone was excited because, one, they either had no idea who it was and were like, what? Or they knew who he was and they were
who is
like,
this?
They were just, like, hyped because he's awesome. He's from, like, one of the best video games ever played.
Yeah.
That was my number one pick. And when he was announced, I was fucking ecstatic.
When I was asking you guys about what the other DLC characters you would like to see, I honestly couldn't even imagine who else I would want after Joker. Joker was the pick for me.
Yeah, honestly, like that's it. I'm content with, you can give me anybody now, I don't care.
Even Minecraft Steve?
Dude, wouldn't even care. It'd be like sick.
Wouldn't even care.
Beat him
even
up.
Even the freaking Prince of the Lemurs.
I am mean.
John, okay. We are not bringing up I Am Mean. Even if we're about to get into another wonderful game of Simpsons Wrestling to The Last of Us, we are not. See, I changed the name. It's not, what was it? Nagano Hockey 1999. Remember when we said that it was way too long of a name?
Yeah,
I know, but
I think Simpsons Wrestling sounds way funnier.
That was I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, when he said Simpsons Wrestling, do you think we were going to be getting in the ring with each other?
All right, you know what? Fine, we are going to do another wonderful rendition of
what, guess the rating of the game on IGN.
What do you think, IGN? Still work in progress because the three of us have never actually sat down and talked about what to name this game. Alrighty, gentlemen, it's been a few weeks since we've played this game. So let me refresh your memories and everyone at home listening's memories. I have taken 5 games off of IGN's review board. IGN reviews games from a 0.0 to a 10.0. You, gentlemen, are supposed to be telling me what you think IGN rated that game to the closest decimal, rather 7.1, 6.3, 4.8, whatever you think. Whoever is closest to it, you can go over it. Whoever is closest, whether over it or under it, gets a point. And whoever wins 3 of the 5 games is our winner today. Sounds easy enough, gentlemen?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, it's a little difficult for me to comprehend, but
I have complete faith in you, sweetie. There's a theme for today. It's pirates, because I know Jordan has been living the life on the seas.
No.
Your first Pirate game for the day, gentlemen, is the
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean
hit
2.
Classic, kind of cult classic, I don't know, first-person Microsoft action-adventure video game developed by Rare, Sea of Thieves. This game allows players to take the role of a pirate sailing the seas of a fantastical world, either solo or as part of a crew of up to 4 players. The game features both cooperative and player versus player, that's PvP, combat. It was released to a limited selection of countries in March, and it has gotten several updates since. Jordan and I, we have played it for a little bit. Sea of Thieves, what do you guys think IGN thought of Sea of Thieves?
Who's going first?
Whoever wants to go first.
I haven't spoken in a while. I think I can put a few words in there. I got the knowledge.
All right, Jordan. Yeah, Jordan, you go first.
Well, I got a question. I don't even know if this is legal, but
yes.
When was this review rated?
Ooh, good question. This review was rated when the game officially came out.
So day one.
Yes.
And then a little after. Okay.
Wait.
In that case,
I can 100% confirm in half a second. I will let you tell me your thoughts of the game while I confirm this, Jordan.
All right.
Quickly, you have 30 seconds. 30 seconds, tell me your thoughts.
30 seconds. Sea of Thieves, for me, was $30 because we all got it when it was half off. Sea of Thieves had a rough start, but then it got kind of better. Me, I still think it's kind of eh because, you know, you're just running around trying to get treasure chests and sell them for moolah. But it's still fun, commanding a ship with your friends and whatnot, fighting krakens, fighting sharks. Really great game. But I wouldn't spend $60 on it. The $30, well, technically I got it for $25 because I had a gift card. $25 is a nice steal.
All right, Jordan.
And...
yes.
Yeah.
This is the review for the day the game came out.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to give it a 5.
You're going to give it just a 5.0?
Yeah, I'm not going to give it like a 5.8, a 5.4. I'm going to stick with a 5.
5.0. All righty.
I'd go higher, but I don't know. Wait, actually? No, I'm not going to speak. I'm just going to say 5.
All right. He says a 5. John?
I don't want to help John out anymore.
Sea of Thieves, I believe you've only watched Jordan play it, correct? You've never actually played it yourself?
No, and from what I saw, I'm going to be honest, kind of looks like ass.
Yeah, dude, that one time with the Skull Island, and now we got screwed over.
That looks
horrible.
So boring.
So then what are you gonna rate it? What do you think IGN thought it was? Do you think they thought it was boring too?
Oh, I think IGN is impressed by the water physics, so I'm going to say they gave it a 6.
A 6?
Oh, no.
Like a 6.0, or what are you saying?
I don't know, like a 6.3.
6.3?
That's going to cost you the game,
I feel like. So IGN rated Sea of Thieves a 7.0.
Okay. Oh. Jordan, they were slacking.
They were big fans, apparently. The verdict, whether or not I was having fun with Sea of Thieves, boiled down to the people I was playing with. Though Sea of Thieves has an excellent foundation for something truly great down the road, it has some glaring issues with variety, progression, and rewards that need tweaking.
Verdict.
So, Jordan,
big water.
So, Jordan, they definitely agreed with what you said, Jordan. I just, clearly this guy was way more generous than you.
I just gave it the wrong rating. Like I said earlier, I was going to rate it higher because you know how people go with reviews. If it's bad, it's good. If it's good, it's bad. That kind of joke.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed up in the long run.
Did you go? I feel like you were undercutting them last time because didn't John win last time?
Yeah, that was my technique. But it's very difficult to rate games.
Seems
now.
Like it is still not working for you, Jordan. I say that with love. Anyways,
I always
gentlemen.
Give the game the benefit of the doubt because IGN is stupid.
I was going to say, I feel like you really need to take IGN into account.
IGN ninjas are coming.
You really do.
Big pirate boat game. I like pirate. 7.
And I feel like you need to take the genre into account.
Yeah.
Genre.
But, genres. Yeah, genre. The second game is Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flags. I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan. I don't know if any of you guys have played this rendition of Assassin's Creed. It is the direct sequel to Assassin's Creed 3. It is also an action-adventure video game, but this is developed by Ubisoft Montreal. It is the 6th major installment in the Assassin's Creed series. Its historical time frame precedes that of Assassin's Creed 3, though its modern-day sequences succeed 3's own. Black Flag was first released on PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii U in 2013. So, John, I ask you, what do you think IGN thought of Assassin's Creed Black Flag?
I'm sorry, did you say that game came out on Wii U?
Yes, it also came out on the Wii U.
I heard that too.
Why?
Because apparently that was before the Wii U was officially announced as a bust. I can only imagine. Because the Wii U is regarded as like one of the worst consoles ever. Why would anyone want to produce a game for the Wii U?
I don't even think Smash the Wii U was that bad. I just think it didn't sell very well.
I mean, I think it was that bad. Because it didn't sell that well because it was bad.
No, it didn't sell well because of a bad marketing campaign. That is neither here nor there. I think that Assassin's Creed African American flag probably got like a, I don't know, like a 8, because IGN likes shitty repetitive games.
An 8.0, you say?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, John is going deep into IGN's brain, trying to pick it apart. Jordan, your rebuttal?
Well, I'll tell you, Cage. I played every single Assassin's Creed single-player game up until that one.
Nerd!
I did play a little bit of it.
Nerd!
I was never able to be. let me explain. Like, when they first came out, I thought they were all right. We played Unity together. That was cool, too. I was the only one that
Unity
had, like,
was
the...
cool. It's a shame it was so buggy and not a completed game.
That's the one that's like Triforce Heroes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's just basically.
Basically, yeah.
Well, I couldn't help but notice that, wait, this is the second game that had the ships, right? Could you pilot a ship?
Yes, in Assassin's Creed 3, you could pilot ships, but they were only like mini games. You couldn't, like, this game was, you were, the primary focus of the game was ships, upgrading ships, battling ships. In Assassin's Creed 3, it was the same exact ship system. Nothing really changed besides a few upgrades to it in Black Flags. But in 3, it was only little mini games. Black Flags, it was the core game.
Okay, well, that's a first right there, then. Giving it some popularity.
Yeah.
That's the first game with the ships.
First one.
So, like John said... You're going to rate it high? I'm going to rate it high, too. I'm going to give it a 9, Cage. I'm not going to go any higher. I'm not going to go any lower.
A 9.0. Okay, for the first time in a bunch of casuals game history, we have a tie. The game was an 8.5.
I hate myself. In the back of my head, I said 8.5, but I was like, there's no way.
Oh, an 8. You guys both were 0.5 off. So this game could potentially go to tiebreaker since it tied the round 2.
Oh boy.
And boy, do I tell you, I do not have a tiebreaker ready. I did not think of that possibility.
How about we each just get one for now?
Nope, it's a tiebreaker, Jordan. Because John won the first round, Jordan. That's how this works. It's a tiebreaker.
Cage, listen to me.
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff to discuss, all right? We don't got time for this game shit, all right?
John, we have time for the game.
All right, I'm sorry.
We have time for the game. We're finishing up the show. We always finish shows with games.
Do we play rock, paper, scissors with the emotes?
We figure this out. Listen, Jordan. We'll figure this out. There's 3 more games I got to talk to you about. Let's go.
Three?
Port Royal 2. Three games. Paper. This is Port Royal 2.
Have any of you guys heard of it? Jordan's got to talk about his One Piece game.
Oh, he's not talking about his One Piece game this episode.
I don't have to.
Kids, we're only 45 minutes in. He's got time. He's got time.
There's not
enough time,
John.
That's more interesting.
John, there's not enough time, John.
Cage.
John, we're finishing up this game.
Cage, we've been off air for 2 weeks, Cage. We got enough time.
No, John, because that's not how podcasts work, John. You don't make an episode longer if you were off air.
Yes, we do. You said so.
All right. Port Royal 2.
He said so.
Port Royal 2 is the sequel to the business simulation game Port Royal Gold, Power, and Pirates. It is set in the Caribbean during the 17th century, created by Ascaron Entertainment in 2004. It combines a business simulator with real-time battles and towns that can be built, owned, developed, or raised. Jordan, John started last time. What do you think IGN thought of Port Royal 2 for the PC?
Damn, you couldn't have picked a more random game.
Oh, Jordan, I wasn't going to give you all AAA games. Come on now.
You're right. I like the mix-ups. It gets me thinking. Like, I got to pay attention to the description. That's the only way I can make a good guess.
Yep.
Port Royal 2. And only for the PC. Okay. Well, to be honest with you, I'm going to have to give it like a 6.7. Right?
A 6.7?
It just sounds like a Fire Emblem game, but on the PC.
It sounds, well, it's also, didn't it say, let me see, it's also a business simulation game.
You gotta manage your units, you gotta manage your business.
True, that's a very good point. So a 6.7, I think that's a very good rating for this, for IGN to have given it to a random hole-in-the-wall game. I think that's a generous rating, John. Johnny. Oh, boy. John, listen, come out of the sad corner now.
Sorry, my mic was muted.
All right, good. John, what do you think Port Royal 2 was rated?
7.5.
Ooh.
Are you locking in that answer?
I'm locking it in.
All right. The game was rated 7.5. Exactly.
Guys, what did I tell you?
John,
I'm gonna do my paper now.
John, how did you guess 7.5? Take me through your thought process on how you guessed that exactly.
It had pirates in it, mm-hmm. and IGN rated it, and it was mm-hmm. on PC.
Okay, and you thought all of that was a 7.5?
Yes.
All of that together, 7.5.
Yeah.
Sorry, sounds fair enough. Game number 4. John is up 2-0. Jordan needs to win these next two to have a chance. And John might have home game advantage here. It is Shantae in the half genie hero.
Truck! I lost. I'm calm.
Shantae in the half genie hero is a Kickstarter funded multi-platform console game. It released on the Wii U, PS4, PS Vita, Xbox One, and Steam on December of 2016. A Nintendo Switch port was recently announced. The game was the fourth entry in the Shantae series. The game was crowdfunded in 2013. And, yeah, Shantae and the half genie hero. John, you have a few seconds to think about it. What do you think IGN rated Shantae?
Well, Shantae's a great game. And Shantae Half Genie Hero is my second favorite. I like Shantae and the Pirate's Curse better. But I think Half Genie Hero probably got like a 9.
A 9? Like a straight up 9.0?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Big fan of the game, so he's given him a lot of credit, Jordan. Shantae, half genie hero. I don't know how much experience you have with Shantae, so this will be interesting.
I've only seen the main character design, and I've seen a scene where she can turn into an elephant. That's about everything I got, Gage. I don't know anything about the Shantae thing.
All right.
Like John said, he's telling me he's a big fan of the game, but other than that, zero knowledge.
So I guess you'll have to take what John said about the game and use that to cast a rating then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Well, let's see. If it's a second good game, and if it has water and pirates, then I think it's got to be, I don't know, maybe like a 8.2, something around the good area, you know?
An 8.2 is just for you, Jordan. The game was rated an 8.0, and you are still alive.
Ooh. 8.0, damn. I was going to say 8.2. But
I thought you were about to say 8.0, and I'm like, wow, Jordan's about to hit John with guessing it correctly for him now. John, how do you feel knowing the game was only rated 8.0? I mean, 8.0 is still really good.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, I think that's a very generous rating still.
Did it have any faults that could lead it to that rating that you can think of?
I think 8 is good.
Yeah, I think 8 is really good. I mean, usually games that get 8 and stuff are...
There's nothing inherently wrong with it.
Yeah, no. There's nothing wrong with it. It's usually just very, like, the things that are wrong with it, I guess I should say, are usually, like, minuscule things, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. It's got like great the verdict. Music. It's got
you
great
could likely beat Shantae Half Genie Hero in a couple of sittings, but the platforming action is so varied and the level so explorable, it's worth playing well beyond that. While it's neither innovative nor high concept, so that's probably what lowered it a little bit, its hand-drawn look and toe-tapping music successfully channel a joy and enthusiasm that has become far too rare in modern video games. So basically, it's lack of innovativeness or high conceptuality is what kind of shrunk it down a little bit. This last game, though, I'd like to think is also as innovative as it comes. Ratchet and Clank Future Quest for Booty.
Huh? Quest for Booty?
Yep, Ratchet and Clank Future Quest for Booty. is a 2008 platformer video game developed by Insomniac Games and published by Sony for the PlayStation 3. The game is the second installation for the in the Ratchet & Clank Future series. Ratchet & Clank Future Booty. Jordan, what is this game rated? Came out for the PlayStation 3.
The better question.
You need to win this game, yes.
Like, what is this game? Like, Ratchet & Clank is... I know of it, but I'm trying to remember the guys. Like, is it like the yellow dude with the robot? You know what I'm talking about? Do I know what I'm talking
about? Yes, it is the yellow dude and then the robot.
Ah, okay. Then I know this, kind of. Yes. Is it a pirate game?
Huh. Yes, this... A year after defeating Emperor Tachyon at the end of Tools of Destruction, Ratchet and partner Talwan Apogee learned from the Iris supercomputer that Captain Ognum Darkwater, a legendary space pirate, is the only individual with knowledge of how to contact the Zoni.
Oh, space pirate, you say?
Yes. Okay.
Hmm.
So no water. Keep that in mind. There's no water for this review.
Yes. I thought so when I heard space pirate.
Yeah.
All right, well, with that in mind, and I got no knowledge to this, so Ratchet and Clank fans, don't come after me. I'm going to give it a 7.2. Another 2.
A 7.2. Sticking with the 2, thinks it's a lucky little good luck. All right, John, Jordan said 7.2.
Well, I don't know if this is one of the bad Ratchet and Clank games or not.
I mean, you're not allowed to look it up, so that's, you gotta, I guess you gotta take that bet, huh? Or take that gamble.
I'm gonna give it a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
Just a 6.0, or?
Yeah.
The big hero 6.
A 6.0. Well, Jordan has done the remarkable and has brought this to the unthought of tiebreaker. It was rated a 7.4.
Again, off by 2.
Oh. Yes. Jordan, you have been like so close both these times. That is very impressive, or I'm very impressed with how close you've been.
It's a lucky and an unlucky number.
A lucky right. And a... Is 2 like a lucky number for you or something?
Nope. I always thought 7 or 11 was. Even 21, but never 2.
John, how have you choked this away?
I don't know, Cage. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just wondering. All right. Here is the tiebreaker, gentlemen. Now, I'm going to say for this one, you know what? Now, we won't over or under still. What are the odds you guys will go exactly even, right? Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
No!
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
He actually...
I brought it up. All right, John, you get to start first for this one.
No.
What was Lego Pirates of the Caribbean rated?
6.
Just straight up 6?
6.
All right, he's going straight up 6. Jordan?
Oh, all right, so a little background. I am a big fan of the Lego series. Well, that one time when I 100%ed Lego Batman 2 in less than 24 hours.
Yeah. When you insane. Just no-life the shit out of that game.
So that's the only knowledge of Lego games I got.
Mm-hmm.
So, forget what I said before.
Okay.
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. I got no Pirates of the Caribbean knowledge either, but if I had to rate it, I'm going to give it a 7.5. Forget the 2s.
Jordan... I think you need to go buy a lottery ticket because the game was rated 7.5.
Dear Lord, I am mad right now that I got that right.
Damn, Jordan. The reverse like sweep on John to win 3-2 in our first ever overtime of, what did we say we were going to name this game? Temporarily.
Something about Homer Simpson wrestling or whatever.
Simpson wrestling to The Last of Us, the IGN review experience. John, you can you give your crown to Jordan, please?
Am I supposed to make a sound effect for that?
No, I just need you to give your crown to Jordan. Like,
give me the crown?
Just give him the crown, John.
I'm going to, but when? Now?
I mean, whenever. Do you have a moment?
Send it through postal.
Yeah, I'll just put it in the mail.
Could you, yeah, you could always DM it to me at our Twitter, at Bunch of Casuals. You could do it through that, and then I can give to Jordan. If you guys want to check us out, you can follow us at that Twitter, at Bunch of Casuals, and I can post when John sends us the crown. I'll do that probably the day that the recording goes live. So, John, you think that you can send me the picture of the crown tomorrow?
What do you want him to do?
You see, the problem with that is, yeah, no, I can do it, yeah.
All right, sweet, great. Well, gentlemen, it's been great. It's been lovely. I'm glad we were able to record another episode. Jordan, how's it feel to win?
Great. This is the first time I ever won a game, right?
True, yeah.
In my life, ever.
Ever. I have never won before. Please go and tell your mom, Jordan. Let her know.
They always kept me on the bench.
Mom, I won the podcast game.
She's going to put it on the fridge. We'll have to, we seriously though, we will have to, like John said when he opened up the show, we're going to have to try to find and sit down to find some common ground time throughout the week that the three of us can sit down for an hour a day and record these. And we'll hope to be out on a regular routine as soon as we can, because we do want to do these. John is actually working on a logo, so that should be done soon, and we'd have a official logo, which will be cool. Hopefully you guys enjoy though, but I think it's time we got to wrap this up soon. We're about to hit the hour mark. Gentlemen, anything else you want to say before we end the show?
Follow my Vine. Nah, I don't know. I got to slip something in there. That's my thing, though. Like, ever since I said the Visco or whatever.
Oh, my God. John?
Goku for Smash Brothers.
Fifth DLC, but that's for another episode. All right?
Peace out.